I'm ready.
That's it.
Funny how the sun went down and all of a sudden it got just... Oh, there you go. Are you shaded? Are you shaded?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you shaded? Your body looks dark.
I look beautiful. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay.
Just count it. 20.
20, 19, 18, 17, 16.
Oh, shut up.
You said 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 20. Hello there, I'm Renee.
Can I kiss you?
Yeah. Okay.
And I am Marco, and welcome to Marco, Renee, and the...
Miami Swings Podcast.
Miami Swings Podcast, yes, that's exactly where we are. Look at these beautiful flowers here today.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I decided not to wear pants today.
Not
today. See that?
I have.
No pants.
Twice.
I kept some underwear on because of civility, but I was like, fuck y'all, I'm not wearing pants today. This is a no pants.
Do our disclaimer now.
This is a no pants, whatever day it is, day.
So if you are under the age of 18, please turn this podcast off. It's for adults only. It's not for anyone under the age of 18. Turn it off.
Yes.
Okay, now, the floor is yours.
So, I am Marco, this is Renee. We're not sex educators or educators of any sort. We just do this for purely entertainment purposes. And we hope you enjoy our entertainment.
Yep.
And number one, so I decided, you know, whenever I see a really good show, they're always wearing pants and a suit and a tie.
Shit.
Tonight, no pants, just a... suit, jacket, and blazer, and that's it.
Yeah, well,
what do you think of that?
As long as you're happy. As long as Daddy's happy, I'm happy.
You are hot. Did I ever tell you that?
Thank you. Just, those are the words every girl longs to hear.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our last our podcast that was really talking about Candy Vegas, which we're going to this year, 2023. If you want to get tickets for Candy Vegas 2023 and meet us in person, spend some time with us and perhaps come and bang us in our hotel room, then just email us at miamiswings@yahoo.com and you may well be that lucky number.
If you email us at miamiswings@yahoo.com, Marco and I will respond. And if you'd like, we'll even give you a quick phone call to talk to you about Candy Vegas and just kind of walk you through it and see if it's for you, because I think it might be.
Yeah, and actually, if you connect with us, we'll get you a discount for Candy Vegas
2023. We can give you a good
discount. With our link, we know the owners and the organizer of this particular event, and it's mind-blowingly, ecstatically fantastic.
It really is. Everything that Marco just said, it truly is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So, you know, although now we're getting past the Candy Vegas experience, 2022 was mind-blowing for Renee and myself, and I want all of you to experience that with us.
Okay. Yep. Next.
Come on.
Well, we have... South Beach Self-Tan.
South Beach Self-Tan is a self-tan company based in Miami.
It's not just a tan, it's a lifestyle.
That's not just a tan, it's
a
lifestyle.
And
they are a self-tanning product that you can put all over your body.
I have it on right
and
now.
And shimmer all day long.
I thought it was on the page.
Take your titties out, baby.
I thought it was
anyway,
on the page.
So you can also see them on, if you go to self-tan, southbeachselftan.com. You'll see Renee on their product pages showing off the
product. If you need to get tan before candy, there you go. No, actually, I like being tan.
And there's one last company that we want to say a big thank you to. We don't get, so you know, we don't get any income from any of these companies that we're talking about. But what we do love is that they support the lifestyle. They support swinging. They support open non-monogamy that is approved by all partners in a relationship, and that is pineapplelifestylecoffee.com.
Yes.
And they are a coffee company that can send coffee directly to you. that is lifestyle friendly, and they...
Yes, thank you. And if you like a cup of coffee in the morning, you got to try them for sure.
I literally feel like I'm worn out. I literally, I want to take a nap already. My God alive. Hey, listen. Holy mother of God. I need a glass of wine. So.
So
tonight I gave Renee a whole list of items that she could pick from and talk about. That was not Marco dominated, so let's see what Renee wants to talk about.
So you want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this list in a second, but I thought, can I just throw a little curveball in there?
You can do anything you want.
So guess what I did right before this video? I took those boxers or whatever you want to call them.
So she took these boxer shorts off and she put my
coffee. And I videotaped it.
And she videotaped it. And she put it on...
I'm going to put it on my OnlyFans page.
On her OnlyFans page.
Which I'm obsessed with. And I love it. Actually, we'll talk about that
in a minute.
But so I'd like to start...
I normally wear pants, but today, no pants. What day are we? Wednesday, Thursday?
Thursday.
No pants Thursday.
Actually, technically, it's Throwback Thursday. But that's okay.
Throwback. Just so you know, this is an incredibly...
You wore this to Desire. No. No, you wore this too.
I want everybody to know this is actually a two-piece Christian Dior suit that I purchased in Miami about 10 years ago. And I have the pants for it, but it's Christian Dior. It's amazing.
He does have the pants for it.
But Renee wanted to be No Pants Thursday. So.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Did you want to put your tongue in my mouth?
I mean, why not? My tongue's been everywhere all afternoon.
Oh my God, you're so
rude. So should I look at the list? Is there anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, no, it's your turn. Oh. I always dominate whatever we're going to do on these particular podcasts, so it's Renee's turn today.
Oh, I don't want to talk about swimming.
I gave her 30 objective questions to talk about.
There's so many.
So pick one. Because when you picked it, I'm going to cross it off.
Swinger Resort, I guess.
So,
okay.
We're talking about Swinger Resort. Hang on. I'm just going to... So Renee is going to tell all of you about Swinger
Resorts. Swinger Resorts are truly amazing because you can really go in there and just be yourself. You can wear anything you want. You don't have to worry about someone judging you or if a nipple pops out.
To the camera, baby.
You're going to love it.
Show me how a nipple doesn't pop out.
I can't. Because this might be on YouTube.
It is on YouTube.
I don't want it to be.
And it's adult only, so.
Yeah.
So show me how a nipple doesn't pop out.
I don't think I'm showing you how a nipple does or doesn't pop out. But so Swinger Resorts, what about them? They're so much fun. They're amazing. And it's so sexy. And you meet the best people.
So tell me about the first Swinger Resort that you went to.
Temptations.
In what year?
Oh my gosh. So, 2009? I don't know.
So,
a long time ago.
So,
like forever ago.
Renee and I had just met, and I had been to several lifestyle resorts prior to meeting Renee. And so I picked this resort, and it was a very soft, soft resort.
Yes.
And it was...
Good to begin with.
Mexico.
Yeah, definitely.
Before it became the bigger resort. So this became a resort that was more later.
Yes.
This is
1990. Oh, no, this was 20 something, but that's okay.
What year was that?
Maybe 2009, 2008.
So 2009, we went to this resort in that was by the Temptations Resort group.
Yes.
And they had several parties at night that we could dress up in lingerie.
There's an event nightly.
They had a hot tub that people could get naughty at.
Oh, they got very naughty in that hot tub.
And then there was the regular resort where people could enjoy, relax, have dinner, get to know each other.
Yes.
And we left that resort. That was actually the end of... 2010.
Doesn't doesn't really matter. Somewhere around there. That was our first resort experience.
That was our first couples resort experience.
Yeah. And it was so much fun. Actually, ever since, now when we book non-vanilla trips, we're always like, why? Why in the world would we do that?
Now let's talk about our next lifestyle trip.
After that?
Yeah.
I think it was Desire. I'm sure it was Desire.
Desire, or Caliente. Mexico?
Yeah, Desire, Mexico.
Was it not Caliente, the nude resort in Florida?
I don't know, but look at... Everyone wants to see your pretty eyes, baby doll. Look at the camera.
Oh, look at me.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. I don't remember specifically, so probably typical.
Which is typical for guys. So we pulled up to this resort in North Florida, which was a nudist swinger resort.
Oh, that place. Yes, I'm so sorry. You're talking about Caliente.
Yes.
Oh,
so we pulled
yes,
up
did
to...
Say I want to go to a nudist resort. And so, I'm a nudist. And will you please...
Renee, prior to this, was not a nudist, was not a swinger. She didn't know anything about swinging. We had explained that I was open to her having sex with other people within our relationship, but... left that up to her review as to whether she wanted to or not, and I was fine with all of it. So I took her to Caliente for the first time. Let's just talk about our drive up to Caliente front gate and explain exactly what happened.
Well, I was a little nervous because it was my first time, and I tend to get nervous my first time doing anything.
And?
I always love it. I was nervous, and the first thing I saw was people riding their bicycles naked with nothing on except tennis shoes and playing tennis and playing basketball, and I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, am I going to be okay with this?
Did you cry?
I may have shed a tear. I think because I was nervous, but I got over it, like, so fast. Like, literally, 5 minutes.
And then what
5 minutes.
And then what?
We had the time of our life. I love Callie and Taylor.
Tell them.
We went back to our room.
No, so... Renee literally shed a tear in the car as we were driving up to the entrance of Caliente because she saw several persons driving past or riding past on bikes naked. Not what she was expecting for a resort in Southwest Florida. So I took her by the hand.
I don't remember that.
Was in the blackjack.
We might have probably were.
I took her by the hand and I said, darling, just trust me. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be okay. She looked across at me. She was crying.
Crying that hard. I might have shed a tear.
She was crying a little bit, and she took me by the hand, and she said, I do trust you.
Oh, my God.
You do.
Okay.
And you said, you are my king,
I
trust anything that you do for the benefit of both of us. Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
So we drove into Caliente here in Southwest Florida, which is the nudist swinger resort. We drove up to the front door and we got out the car. We walked in. She held my hand, squeezing it more than she's squeezing it now. And she said, I trust you and I'm sure this is going to be totally okay.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. Now I'm obsessed with it there, too. I love it. I want to live there.
Okay,
actually.
I actually want to get past that. So that first day in 19...
It was way after that, but that's okay.
What was it? What was it?
Maybe 2009 or so.
2009. We went in. We got our key. We went to the room. We de-stressed. We realized... Renee realized what the resort was. She breathed through the process of being in a nudist resort that people were riding or biking and playing tennis nude. And she walked out to the pool area with me in a full-on bikini and down to the pool.
I don't remember that.
We put our towel on and stuff. She went to the little bar that they have
gives
you
popcorn.
Where they make popcorn.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure I did go with a full-on bathing suit.
And it was a bikini. And then she got some popcorn from this totally adorable guy that had been serving popcorn there for 20 years. We went back to our chairs. I can guarantee within 3 minutes, Renee was naked with no clothing on, saying, you know, darling, all I had to do was believe in that you were looking out for my best interest. And I believe it. And you were right. Isn't that true?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's when we both became lifestyle nudists and swingers and decided that we were both, or that we both had our best interest at heart.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot to say about that stuff.
Well, I do have something to say because a lot of times people, this is a really typical question in the lifestyle. And it took me off guard for the first year, I think, to be honest with you. People would say, how long have you been in the lifestyle? And I would get a little stuck because I'm like, well, does that mean the first time I went to an event? Does that mean the first time that I had a sexual experience? Was it a first kiss? Was it a first flirt? Was it a first taking my top off? Like, what was it, right?
I remember all of those moments.
Yeah, me too. I realized recently, though, that being in the lifestyle means you realizing that you want to be in an open lifestyle that has a whole different set of rules than really the rest of the world. And that was probably our moment, is when we just sat down, took a breath, and got naked and started having some fun and being relaxed about it.
So, did I tell you I loved you?
Yes, you did.
When was the last time I told you I loved you?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Before that.
10 minutes ago.
Before that.
20 minutes before that.
Before that.
All day long in the car.
Did you tell me?
Yes, I always tell you I do love you.
Hey, listen, people. So this was one very, very quick subject that we talked about.
That was a lot of fun, though. Don't you think that was a lot
of fun? A lot of fun. So miamiswings@yahoo.com is the channel that you could connect with and talk to us about any of the issues that you want to talk about. But believe me, the lifestyle, if presented and accepted and enjoyed correctly, is an amazing experience. One just has to slow down.
Yes.
And experience it properly, right?
I definitely agree with that.
Don't rush in. Don't run in. Just go slow. Yeah. And we, Marco and Renee, are here to help you all along the way.
Yes, so don't forget miamiswings.com, miamiswings@yahoo.com. Send us a message. And if you want to go on Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast. I don't post as much as I should, but I try to.
You know, I'm going to have you suck my cock in just a minute.
Yep, not before I tell everyone to go visit me on my OnlyFans page, angelrenee.com.
So
you'll get to see the little cameo once in a while from Big Daddy here.
But angelrenee.com is our OnlyFans page. You will see us doing anyway. If you want to see us in hardcore porn, go to the OnlyFans page. If you just want to see us as we are, just go to miamiswings.com. Bye for now.
Bye. South Beach, South Tan. It's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle free of dyes, full of shimmer. SouthBeachSouthTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first sex box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually, Angel and A just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the boxing, my darling, okay. And let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order. Yeah. Very unassuming, yeah. Nice and easy to receive on the front porch. Yeah, it didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness
to it. I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can you open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, sex box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so okay, you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean. Yeah, it's super clean. Full. Like, yeah. You couldn't put anything else in here.
No. So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
I already see something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's inside there?
They're fishnets, baby. Fishnets.
Stockings for the girl is number one. Let me see. So, let's open the packet. Obsessed. They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, fine lace. They're a beautiful lace.
I'm going to go put those on in a minute.
So the very first thing to come out of the box is a set of fish net stockings. That's very, very pretty.
Oh, yeah, put that baby back in there.
Oh, you want me to put it back
so
in?
I'm so excited.
Oh, you're so naughty.
Okay.
Really. What's
okay.
next?
That was a winner.
Okay, let's put it right here. Let's put it right here.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. So you're next.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Actually, let's put it right here so we can see exactly what we got in the box. My apologies.
That's okay.
I apologize for that. So the second thing out of the box is, what is this? Oh, it's a naughty mask. It's like a silk.
Satin.
It's a satin silk eye tie.
Yeah.
Black on one side, super pink on the other. What do you think of that?
Actually, I'm just obsessed with this.
But I could tie your hands or tie it around your eyes.
Oh, no, put it around my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Just like that.
That is so naughty.
Oh,
okay, you want to pick the next thing out of the box?
Luxurious. Yes,
it's
I
very
do.
Luxurious.
It really
actually, I
is.
Love the way that satin is so silky and shiny.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that.
What's next?
Too.
Okay, so we have fishnets and a satin eye mask.
I think I'm going to be a good girl and find something for you.
Go on.
What's this, baby?
I think that might be a cock ring and a ball
baby
ring.
It is. This is a really nice.
And actually, the material is really nice.
Super. I don't even want to say soft.
But it is
got
soft.
That, like, yeah.
It's like almost like a silky,
like
satiny feeling.
Yeah, it almost feels like suede.
Yeah, yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Okay, can I go next?
You gotta go next.
Okay, so who doesn't like a pair of dice?
Of course you do.
Now, let's just go. Can I roll the dice?
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay, roll the dice says triple X
kiss.
A triple X kiss. So I get a triple X kiss from whoever I'm playing with.
You're going to be getting one of those soon, baby. I'm going to give you a PG one right now. How's that?
Thank you so much. So can I do it again real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so dice roll number two is, this is naughty. Suck on her ass. Okay, so let's move on, everybody. So we got one, two, three, four. We're already at four items out of this box, and we haven't even started.
We are.
What's next?
Should I get something naughty or something nice?
Something naughty, nice.
How about not? No.
Get out of here.
This one.
Don't even start. Are you kidding me?
Look.
Oh, my gosh. Take it out.
Very naughty.
Take it out. What is it?
It's a dildo, baby.
Oh my gosh, it's a dildo.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's take my breath away.
It's my new
look. It looks real. It looks real.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's beautiful.
I mean, it's, you know.
I wish I had
see
a.
The detail.
I wish I had a penis that. Like that. That's just beautiful.
Can you, I'm getting hot, baby. Oh.
This is a really good gift.
I'm really sure
a lot of couples would really.
Actually, how much fun is this, really?
Yeah.
Really. It's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. You put it in your drawers, one of those things that.
Oh, it actually smells
that
like
that.
That
you
neutral.
Pull out when you want to have a.
This
have
is great. What a beautiful penis. It even has the veins on it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of texture and detail.
What a great product. Okay, yeah. So you
Your
went.
Turn.
So now it's Daddy's turn. Okay, Daddy needs for every play date.
Oh, yes, of course.
A series of
condoms.
So these are a set of 10 curated condoms.
There's 10 in there.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Can you even believe it?
Wow. He's not kidding. There really is 10.
There's 10 condoms in the box. No, give me them back. You're a naughty girl. She's such a naughty girl. Can you believe she just did that? She's trying to keep condoms for herself and her naughty after-party favorites. Okay, what else comes next? Actually, when I open the box, now you know what that goes with.
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Look at this piece right here. Just so you know,
okay.
I'm going to tell everybody, now Angel Renee has taken it out of the box. This was the piece de resistance from the box number one that I needed to receive. The fur is pink
and
soft
love it.
And luscious. The leather is well cured,
yes.
Well made. So just so you know, this is a neck brace.
Okay, I gotcha, yeah.
So let me just put this together.
Okay.
I'm going to take my time because I'm excited.
I can't wait
now
to do
see,
a photo shoot.
Now you see this. This goes on to this. Excuse me. I'm a little nervous and excited. Look at this. Beautiful pink neck restraint with a leash.
A nice leash, too.
How
actually.
Naughty is
actually,
that? And let me just add two leg braces, two arm rest braces,
and
they both come with restraint clips. So you can restrain someone's legs or arms behind their back or up around.
No, I need this in my life. I need this.
Look at this stuff. What's more important is I can't even believe how beautiful. Look how beautiful this fur is.
It's so pretty.
It's so soft and luscious.
It's so pretty.
Oh, it feels so nice. This is the piece de resistance. Just so you know, I personally would pay probably $110 just for this item right here.
Yeah, it's nice.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's I was shocked to see this.
And I've been needing
in
this
the box.
Because this is one of those things that, you know, we go out and we buy a lot of these little things for ourselves, but this is something that's almost either gifted to you
yeah.
or comes in a sex box subscription.
Has anybody told you how beautiful you look?
Oh, thank you, baby.
Today?
You can tell me after you put these around me.
Oh, really? Okay, okay. So what's next out of this naughty, naughty box? I can't even believe what we got so far.
Actually, you get to do the last
so,
two.
So this says, Dare cards, 24 cards in a pack. So
fun.
I love the fact that Sexbox subscription every month they put some kind of a game into their boxes,
oh, nice.
Whether
yeah.
it be scratch offs where you can do truth or dare, or hubby or wife or girlfriend or spouse needs to do something for the other. But in this box, number one, it has a dare box. So let's have a look at number one dare box.
Okay, let's do it.
You ready?
Yeah.
So this is going to be I dare you. Okay.
I'll probably do it. Maybe not.
I know you. So, and it says, I dare you to collect as many items of men's clothing in the bar tonight as you can.
Oh, but that's fun just in general.
Can you imagine if we went to a bar tonight and I held you to this card, you would have to go round the whole bar and see how many items guys could give you.
Oh, this is happening, people.
Oh, okay. So we're at the last... Hang on. How many items have been in the box so far?
Okay.
So we have a complete BDSM gift set.
Yes.
We have a dildo.
Yes.
We have 10 condoms.
Yep.
We have fishnet stockings.
Yep.
We have dare cards.
Yep.
We have silk bandages or restraints.
Yep.
We have a dice set.
Yep.
We have a cock ring set. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In your hand is the dare cards number...
No, you already did that.
Oh, no. Okay. So number 9. What's number 9 in the box?
So this one I want for you to open because I've been eyeballing it and it looks fancy.
So one of the great things that I noticed, and this is the reason why we subscribed to Sex Box subscription and not any of the others, was that they have collectibles within their array of products that come in the box every month. And this collectible happens to be...
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
So this can be heated in a microwave or in a or made cold in an ice box. This is a beautiful dildo made of glass. And they have a whole array of dildos made of glass. And every month you get a different kind of dildo, either a butt plug, a dildo, a fundo, or... Feel it. Yeah, I mean, this is, and it comes in a little box, in a presentation box of a bow. So let's undo the bow. And I want you to take this beautiful dildo out.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Let me take it.
And it's going to go in your vagina. Look at the great presentation box that they give you with this.
I'm going to hold it up against the red because you could see it really.
Look at that. That's amazing.
Let me come closer.
Wow.
What fell out of the deer card? Yeah, here, I want you to hold this.
May I?
I'm almost, it's delicate.
So this is heavy-handed.
It's really nice.
Super delicate.
Yeah.
Full glass. I mean, this is probably on its own, if I was to go. Actually, do you remember many years ago, we went to a sex store in Miami, and we bought a glass dildo
for us to have fun with.
How much was the glass dildo? Do you remember?
$100.
It was
years ago.
That was probably about 10 years ago. It was about $120.
Yes, it was not cheap.
The great thing about Sex Box subscription.
It's different. It's got like color to it.
And actually, this is a great little grating here that feels good on your skin.
It's so pretty. I would almost put it. Can I use this in my some of my stuff?
Yeah, you can definitely use it in your naughty box. So normally these items go for about $120 on their own.
Yeah,
and you get it as an add-on in every box you get every month of the year with Sex Box subscription.
Nice.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
Can I have the box back? Because I really, really liked it.
I know. I love that. Look at the key
thing. So one of the things that I do know is that Sex Box subscription have promised us that they're going to have between 8 to 12 items every month.
Oh, wow. 8 to 12.
That are personally... procured by the company owners and really looked at and researched to make sure that they are items that anybody subscribing to Sex Box subscription would absolutely love.
Okay, good.
And they have a money back guarantee, which is what I love. If you don't like it, send the box back unopened and they'll give you your money back. Absolutely love that.
I
would have paid $120 for. I can't believe we got the whole box for $69.
Yeah, good job.
What a gift.
Yeah.
So I think we're on a winner. Can I just refer back to this entire set?
Yeah.
Of bondage in beautiful girly Barbie pink.
Yeah.
Like this is a gift on its own.
Yeah.
This is our unboxing of our first Sex Box subscription. What do you think?
I think I'm going to the bar tonight and using this dare card.
We hope everybody enjoyed our unboxing. This is unboxing number one of our first Sexbox subscription. We are going to be doing an unboxing number two next month when we get our second Sexbox subscription. We can't actually believe that we found this company, but it's...
Yep.
What do you have to say, my darling?
I'm excited. Let's go play.
Can I get a kiss?
Yeah.
I love you, honey.
I love you too, baby.
Bye for now. This is going to be so much fun. I can't believe it. You're going to stop. Good. Okay.
So this whole thing is going to be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, I thought it was going to be 5 minutes, but apparently
that was 17 minutes.